give us the assurance in the Midas HaKivut, it says that when a person is not energetic enough and is not tereyach to work on himself and to be an oizeid in his yirah shamayim and his limud ha-Torah, not only is he not going to gain the level of Torah that he requires, but he's going to imagine that he has achieved it, and in that he's going to make a big churban. Let's read it again. V'hine, ilumei hoiso goymeret ra'osoi bozeh, kvar hoiso rabba. It's bad enough not to have sweetness. It's bad enough not to have that alacrity and the zeal and the enthusiasm. Ach oid misrada v'holeches b'meshe b'tzoyzoy. I'll call upon him v'yashiv ha'parsha v'ha'perik ha'olah. People want to be players. They want to be admired. They want to be respected for their intellect, for their intelligence, for their capacity. This is human nature. When somebody looks over to his friend and says, I have a good word to share with you, no one can deny that there is a Yirah Shamayim element in the sense that, you know, I have an opportunity to be a Shtikla Marbitz Torah and to give you an insight. But at the same time, in those people who are not really Roi Lekach, it is most often a tool for aggrandizing themselves. I understand. I will teach you. I will tell you what to do. I will pass in the halacha. Very often, the person who dafka does not know, how does the expression go? Feared fools walk in where angels fear to tread. Many times, that's very big. Tamid Chachamim hesitates, and the person who doesn't know very much bursts with pshat and understanding and comprehension. This is what he's talking about in its most nefarious mode, but there are all kinds of madrigals. You know, sometimes it's almost harmless. But a person has to know his place in Torah as much as he has to want to be mechadish as well. It's very important. He'll destroy the truth and he'll turn the truth topsy-turvy, upside down. People think they know better. I will complain about this takonis chachamim, that gedar chachamim. Not even if it affects me, but simply because as a player, I understand the society better than the chachamim. I understand the need for the takona, maybe in its time, but avos manai, lotel kabana. There's no need for such a takona. Too harsh, it's too much. You know, the people who are immersed in Chazal have a certain worldview about a lot of things. About kibud av va'em, about relationships between husband and wife, between parents and children. The pasuk says, Yaseh bincha v'yanichecha v'yitem ladanim v'nashecha. The Rambam just learned a moment ago in the Chuzgeneva, before I began this year, the Rambam speaks about that the Chachamim would be makeh the ketanim, that they shouldn't steal if they caught them stealing. Makeh the ketanim? You say something like that today, you're on the verge of going to jail. The whole idea that modern perception and modern understandings are inherently overriding, inherently valid, inherently superior, is an extremely antithetic idea to everything we value. Now, in each door, and under each circumstance, there has to be an understanding that is really for that door. And it is for the Chachmei Hador to provide that understanding. When someone comes in a chutz with alien perception and tries to plant that flag on the terrain of Torah mitzvahs, he is usurping the Torah. He's destroying the Torah. And it's very rare that the Torah can come out alive from such an onslaught. What happens instead is something very fascinating. I always repeat this because it is the symbol for me of a much larger picture. Many, many years ago, there was an argument, a debate in Albany on the state level, on the level of state government, about providing funds for abortion clinics, Rahmana Litzvah. You see how the assembly has gone from that to what's going on today. And the frustration not just better yet. Whom the house had developed. But at that time, that was the issue. And there was a certain fellow, a Jew, whose constituency was upstate somewhere, a very conservative constituency. And they were dead against it. And he's being interviewed because it so happens that he's the swing vote. That happens sometimes. He didn't express himself yet. And the reporter wants to know, so which way are you going to vote? For the abortion clinic support or against? And he says as follows, and I heard it from Moa Osnai on the radio at the time. And it sent a shiver through my spine, which I still feel. And I never tire from repeating this myself. He says, you know, my constituency, and I represent them, and I'm obliged to represent them, is very much against this bill. And if I vote according to my shlichus, would be the word that he could use if he knew it. If I would vote according to my constituency's will, I would vote against it. And here it comes. But how can I go to the Seder of Passover tonight? It was Erev Pesach. How can I go to the Seder of Passover tonight and vote against my conscience? I'm going to vote for the abortion clinic support. He may lose the election. He's violating their trust. But he's true to his Jewish conscience. And how could he go to the Seder and violate his conscience? His Jewish conscience tells him to support the abortion clinic. How did that happen? How does a person look at something with such a blindness, with such an inscrutable absurdity? How does that happen? You know how it happens? It happens when you pervert and distort and recreate Torah values. What happens is the person has a background of Yiddishkeit and sensitivity to what appear to be liberal ideas. Because what is Yiddishkeit if not caring about others and worrying about others? In Yibus Chasod, Stoka, and Kleinikon. But he comes at it with the values of the 20th and 21st century, which are goyish, which are secular, which are atheistic. And he does not understand that the grafting of those values into what you perceive as your Jewish ethos, your Jewish essence, is not only not possible, not only absurd, but criminal. Because it perverts thousands of years of Masorah. And that's exactly what the Mesilas Yesharim was talking about on a much earlier level. And that's what he says. The Yavar HaTakonot, the Yifreitzet HaGedonim. It's very interesting, the Mesilas Yesharim here does something that the Rambam does in a number of places. The Rambam speaks about certain things and goes in stages in the development of the disintegration of whatever Avera is talking about, to point out that it starts innocently enough, but it ends up that you're not Bikairus Gomba. You start talking about some Chaim Yanko in the street, and you could end up talking against the Rebbe Shlomo. And in between, there's the Lashon Hara, yes, the Lashon Hara, that Chachamim and Tzadikim. But that's where it ends. It ends in a denial of the Eibishter himself, Rachman al-Mitzvah. This is what he says. Zrizu. So it's a positive thing. It's a great mitzvah. The lack of Zrizu, you won't accomplish what you should be accomplishing. But Ad Kedei Kach, this is absolutely Ad Kedei Kach. You will not end the story with some simple, based on Ishtazeshil. So he doesn't know so much type. Should have been more assiduous. Should have been more energetic. Should have done it with greater zeal. The flesh is weak and the body is lazy and the mind is asleep. Kamash Malon Rabbeisa. Listen to the word. Yigala Bapanim Shaloi Kaloka Biyashkis for Emes. He will destroy the truth and he will turn it upside down. The Afcha, the Yavah of Hakonish, the Yisraeli, the Gedorim, the Soifai Kliya, Kelishvat Kol Pirate Gedder. And there's something extremely sad about this line. Because you know what the Kliya, what is annihilation really is? His own distortion, his own disintegration. Doesn't have to die. You know which Nachash? The Nachash of his prison. He's committing suicide. Because the distortion corrupts him before it corrupts anyone else. Amar Shloimeh. For Echazo Anoichi Oshis Mibi is Bonanti Ahadover Hazibra Isi Goydel Horashabai. Shuke Eres Aholechum is Pashit Ma'at Ma'at. It's a poison that enters the body and does not kill the person instantaneously. It's a slow erosion. The A pulasa nikeres adamisa. You don't realize that the poison has worked until you see the final product, maybe years later. The so ma'at shenoit ubar ki ma'alech leishecha umachsor for ki kishmagen. And yet, the hine, anachnu royim beinein kama v'kama ponim shekvar libay shal adam yoydeya choy vosoy v'nis amis esloy mashiroy loy v'atzolach nashe. You know, at the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim, he spoke about machoy vosoy v'olamas. He said, okay, I'm going to figure out machoy vosoy v'olami and then I'll be all right. So to Mesilas Yesharim, I wish it was that simple. Because many times a person knows what's right. V'mashachoy v'olav mitzad boyer oy. The master created him, he knows what the master wants. And even with all of that understanding and comprehension, he will abandon the path low mechisoron akoras achoyba. This lethargy, laziness, slothfulness, a terrible, terrible thing. And it can kill a person who otherwise has all of the understanding that he needs. No regard. So Hareyu Oime, Oichel Kima, Oishan Kima, Oikosha Alay Rosnish Nibesi, and he quotes the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Poshaziti Es Kutanti, Eichocha El Beshema, Ochazti Es Raglai, Eichocha Atanasem. I've already taken off my shirt. You know, I remember somebody came over to me a number of years ago, and he's a mystical philosopher of sorts. He likes to think into things.
And he tells me the following. He says, he likes very much to daven Tzila B'Tzibur, and he makes it his business to daven B'Tzibur. He went to a chasna. Somehow he missed the Meiriv, you know, whatever. That can happen. Chasna was very late. And a lot of things happen at a chasna. He forgot about the Meiriv altogether. Till he got home. But he didn't remember when he got home, right away. Other than the get on his vehicle and took off his suit and his shoes and his socks and the whole chasgadi, and he puts on his pajamas. And ready to go to sleep. Takes out his kriyashma shalanita, and I guess that triggered. But the man says, I did not mind it. He says, Rav Khan, you don't know what it took koichas hanefesh to get dressed again. So I said, does the halacha require you to be dressed in your regular begodim? He says, I don't know if the halacha requires me, but I'm in shtatim in pajamas. Somebody who's sick in the hospital, he says, that's who. Not me. Imagine, he's a prisoner, he's very hecha hasogas. But he says to me, you don't know what kaisas and nefesh should require. Are we asking him to go out in with it? My Zayda, Moshe Menachem Shtigl, the Chayna Lebracha, described for us over and over again. I think he felt that it was important for us to hear this. I'm not biologically connected. But I used to listen to every single one of his stories. I used to describe how as a little boy, he would go with his Zayda to the mikveh every day. What was his role? He would hold the Zayda's fur coat. His Zayda's fur coat. The blank of Yitzchak Kalashina. An enikul of the chayim. He would hold the Zayda's fur coat and they would go in the frost in the cold to the mikveh. And the mikveh was down many steps. And he would stand there with the coat. And the Zayda already, his Zayda was already an elderly man. And he would go down into the freezing cold water. The freezing cold water. And when he would come out of the mikveh, the Zayda was an actor par excellence. Would describe his shivering. And the Zayda, that Moshe Menachem Shtigl would say about his Zayda, that's what the voice coming from the mikveh. What effect? Trace me? I remember his mamish the way he said it. Until he finally warmed himself in the fur. Thinking to myself that getting out of your pajamas and putting on your suit again is not going to that mikveh. Mishka Salach. What koyches and nefesh is required. Especially if you can say, put on a robe, father, what's wrong? Make yourselves. And no socks, no shoes. Put on the slippers and I say, bye. A person to go back and get dressed as if he's going out into the street, quite shamayim, quite anoch. Laziness, Rabbi, doesn't mean just, I'm tired. With that comes an arsenal of excuses and explanations. Justification. Listen, if I was in shul, I wouldn't be dressed. But now I'm dressed like this. I'm asking the shayla: is it mutar or is it also? That's it. I'm a halacha person. I'm allowed. Is levi yoyer tzarabah? Not levi yoyer tzarabah. That's what I want to know. The kavodik, not the kavodik. That's for the right time and the right place. Right now, I'm in a pajama mode. Justification. Somebody would come and ask a shayla ma'alocha, who would want to be answered? Probably mutter. If a person wants to push the envelope, maybe she's dressed in his underwear with the elastic set for hagoira. That's not libra, but maybe you don't do that in the shayla. Imagine a person standing in front of the king in his underwear. But the laziness produces justifications and excuses so that I can stay in bed. That I don't have to do that extra step. I don't have to go the extra, I'm talking about mile. I'm not talking about I'm talking about pushing, putting on your clothes. The activity is not hard. The activity takes 5 seconds, more or less. The garnish, the garnish. It's right there in front of you. And then double stuff for that match. What's the terrace? The terrace is that in the final analysis, as I mentioned many, many times, the reason a person hesitates and is quote-unquote lazy is because he really wants to be his own balabas. I don't want to be told what to do all the time. So, leave me alone. That's what he says. There are plenty of people that know what to do. Plenty of people. Other Mishnei Kseidus, Aslan, Misgaberes, Olav, Arei Oyma, says, Oycho Kima. I'll get to it, but let me eat a little bit first. Ishan Kima. I kosho, I was this me basically, Pashatati is Kutanti. I got undressed. It's supposed to be Kinshira Kima, but I'm telling you, my Sushoya. Chama Azab Oylam. Very hot outside. Ha Kerach Rabba, Ayak Shonim. Al Hakor, cold, the ice, whatever it is, the kishonim, the whole sha'ar amaslois, the tayanos asher piya atzelim molimam, all of the justifications in the Baba Maisik students that every lazy person is full of. Very rare that a person should get up and say, I am a lazy good for nothing. I'm a garnished, I'm a lazy good for nothing. I like being lazy. I like sleeping in bed. People don't want to think about themselves like that. You know why? Because everybody has a certain sense of his own kavod and his own chashivus. That's why we never judge ourselves l'ra, and we judge everyone else l'ra very easily. We have to come out on top. Like that little rubber ducky that you throw in the bathtub for the baby. No matter how you twist and you turn, it always stands straight. That's the way we are. That's the way we want to feel about ourselves. A lazy person is not going to get up and say, I'm a good for nothing. But every step of the way can find some other Baba Maisa excuse. And that's exactly what he's talking about. Again, he says the same thing. Taira is in a corner, and the Avoda you don't do, but in the end, you abandon the Rebbeinu. Terrible, terrible indictment here. Ha'adam oizeiv ez goyrei. V'ha'mash ishloim ha'ayna batzaltayim yimach ha'mekara v'shiflus yadayim yidlof ha'bayis. He says, at atzlus in a house, when you have to do repairs, is very dangerous. Because after a point, the roof collapses, and the place is flooded, and the whole house becomes unbearable and unlivable. The shift was your dying middle of Habayis. To Ulam in Tishal is Pio Otso. What if you ask the lazy person? You ask him. He'll say, what's wrong with family in pajamas? He'll quote you Pasuk after Pasuk. Halacha after Halacha in this case. Chapter and verse. That's what he says. In Tishal is Pio Otso, Yogalacha the Mahmorim, Rabbin the Mahmori, Achachomim, the Mikrois, the Naksuvim, the Atainis, the Nazdechel. Justifications. The menucha satsusme. For who I then know as in a time of the but on the main no word and law if they could die to the very powerful point that the Mesilas Hashem is making here. When you have justifications, you are taking shochad, and a person who takes shochad becomes blind. And when a person is blind, he doesn't know that he's blind. In other words, when he gives this excuse, he's not saying to his inner self, aha, we fooled him. We know that we're lazy because for nothing. But meanwhile, we're giving them excuses. And that's not how it works. You defraud yourself. You fool yourself first. You are the first victim of that shochad. Nobody wants to say he's lazy. So what he says instead is, there's no such halach. There's no need for that extreme. No one can sustain such level of avodas Hashem. You're bound to crash. So why even try? I mentioned many times what Rav Soloveitchik used to say, Zichrono Levracha L'chaim Mabo, what he used to say about the Shira, the Meir Kolos of the Shofar. Where does it come from? So Chazal tell us, Barachalon Nishkafa Matiyabez Ains Israelfa, and there were 100 pious, there were 100 colors, 100 cries that came from the mouth of the mother of Sisera when she was waiting and discovered that she's dead. And the kasha, of course, that many mafarshim ask is, she's such a rashanta. Why are we mentioning her? And why do we have a remnant for her on this extraordinary day in the midst of our kriya shayso? So he says something very fundamental. He says, if you look at the psukim, you will see a development of the psychology of the mother of Sisera. She was surrounded by all kinds of yes people who kept encouraging her. When she sat by the window most of the time, she was waiting for a heroic Sisera, her son, the great general, her son, the great victor, her son who brings me Jewish girls captive to serve me. I'm waiting by the window for him. War after war, battle after battle, and he never fails me. So today I'm waiting by the window. Now it's getting late. The sun is not in the right position. It's too much to the west. It's setting too quickly. What's going on? Where is he? And she starts to worry. But the pasuk says, "Ba'ad ha'chalom nishkafa ba'tiyabei ein chutzah." Ba'ad ha'eshnav, she sits there by the window. Madua boshesh nichbo lobo. Madua echelu ta'amei makilotzah. Such a beautiful expression. She used to delight in the tinkling of the bells, the ringing of the bells that were attached to his chariot to declare his arrival from a distance. Why don't I hear those beautiful sounds? Madua echeru from the Russian delay la'acher. Madua echeru ta'amei, the bells of Markov Osov, of his chariot. So, all those yes people, they're glib with the answer. And the answer is the exact opposite of the truth, of course. But she's so eager to hear words of nechama, words of encouragement, words remind her that he's yet coming back, which she needs to hear desperately, because she's beginning to have her doubts. So the pasuk says, "Chachmos soros sehar ta'anela." The chachamos, they answer her, they respond to her question: why is he delaying? Where are the bells of his chariot? How come I don't hear them? Af hi toshiv amoreha lo. Such a powerful pasuk. She's so eager to hear their answer, but they are merely corroborating the thoughts that are going on in her head, because she needs that justification. How do you explain that he's not there? Where is he? Where is my beloved sister, my son? Halo yinsu yichal kushala. The answer is simple. He's delayed Dafka because of his victory. His triumph is so complete that he has amassed a fortune in the camp of the enemy. He's discovered ice of gold and silver and jewels and gold from Sela. And he wants to bring them home, and he's going to share it with his mother. So of course he's delayed. And you know what's amazing? The pasuk stops right there, the Shir HaTzorah. Rekem rikmasayim v'tzad rishalo. Kein yodzu kol oivecha Hashem v'ohavot k'seis Hashem eshvizuch. The picture does not have to be finished. We know already what happened. That Yoel Eishes Chevra HaKeni takes the tent peg and slams it into his head and kills him on the spot. We know that. And she knows it too. She doesn't know the details. But she knows he's never come back that late. And she's going to allow herself to be deluded and deluded. And her cries are not so plaintive at the beginning. She is concerned, but she has excuses and justification. And she pushes aside all of her doubts. And she's so eager to accept what they say. It's so logical. It makes so much sense. You're right. It has to be because he's so successful that he's late. But that's Bamed Varim Amurim for an hour or two. For a delay that lasts into the early part of the late afternoon. But the sun is sinking too fast. And it's now set. And it is now dark outside. And the darkness envelops her heart and she starts to wail. Because, says Rav Soloveitchik, reality and truth has prevailed against all of her nonsense justifications. She has stripped away the veneer of all the Bogomites. He's not coming back. No one, no matter how victorious, comes back to his mother late in the night. He's dead. He's lost. He's gone. And with that understanding, the groans and the waffling back and forth turns into a stream, a river of tears. Why do we allude to this on Rosh Hashanah? Ask Rav Soloveitchik. Because when we come to the Yomim Noyoyim, to the days of Tshuva, we have a big avodah ahead of us. Let's strip away the Bogomites. To get rid of all the excuses and all the justifications. Not to allow ourselves to pat ourselves on the back and say, you're a good guy. Why this? Why that? It all has its explanation. I'll find everyone else guilty so that I should find myself in them. I will blame everything that happened to me so that I don't have to blame myself. I will turn bad into good. I will find justification in the fact that what appears to others to be wrong, but in fact is right. You just have to realign the truth a little bit so that it fits me and what I've done, and I'm okay. And tshuva has to go beyond that and strip away justification after justification, layer after layer, and tshuva has to say finally, the Baal tshuva says, I am sick and tired of deluding myself. It's all sheker. It's all shtut. It's all hevel. Chatasi avisi pashayti b'chanach. And that's why we go back to her. Get rid of the chachmei tzareisah. Get rid of the afi tashiva amareh Allah. Know it for what it is. It's not going to be because he found so much spoils of war. Is because he's dead and Yoel Ashes Hebrakani blew that tent peg into his brain. That's why he's not coming back. And don't you dare think otherwise. No matter how much you need to hear those words of comfort, don't delude yourself any. That's what the Baal Tshuva has to hear, and that's why it's an unbelievable shot. That's what he says over here. He says, in Pishal as Piha Osem, he's such a genius of psychological analysis. And it really is so perfect because you see it in daily life. We see it with ourselves. Who are we trying to kid? In Pishal as Piha Osem, Yabulacha the Mamorim Rabbin, the Mamorechachomim, who quote all kinds of sources, Mikroiz Menatsugan, Psukim Galore. He also knows psukim. He knows enough psukim, even though he's lazy, good for nothing. He never learns much. But he learns what he needs to know. Many people say, a shaita is a chacham when it comes to his own inyanim. So if you ask him, he'll quote, Mamari chacham in the Christ, minaksuvim, tainis, minaseichel, he'll redeem himself with logical arguments that are full of bogomites. Hashakulam yoyuloi, the sidaitayam shubeshes, and every one of those arguments is for one purpose. According to his absurd way of thinking, so that he can remain in his inertia and enjoy his sleep. He doesn't see. He doesn't want to agree that this is all shaychan, that all of these tainus have no value and no place. But he's thinking them up because he wants to be lazy. They are terutz and excuses, not genuine explanations. And he's not going to admit that. Where they really come from is from his laziness, from his inertia. There comes arguments to protect himself. It's amazing. Not only, you know, it's like, not only do we not want to do the right thing very often, but we want to look good while we're not doing the right thing. We want to have our cake and eat it. The laziness makes out of him and a gewaltig advocate for his laziness, and he'll marshal all kinds of explanations to excuse his behavior. That's why he doesn't listen. You see Shlomo HaMelech screaming over here? He says, Shlomo HaMelech is screaming at us. Say, Ve'ach Ve'omer, Chacham Otso Be'eno, Yeshiva Tam. In his own eyes, the Otsel, the lazy person, is the biggest Chacham. And he thinks he's a bigger Chacham in his own eyes than the greatest of the Chacham. Yeshiva Meshiva Tam. Ki Ha'atzko Eineno Manachas Moshiyah Filo Chosh V'Divra Mechicham Otso. Laziness in the end is not allowing him to listen to anybody who would criticize him, anyone who would make the slightest suggestion that he should perfect his ways. You know, it reminds me of that story that this fellow was nebuch, a little shikar or whatever, and he ended up driving on the wrong side of the highway. You know, it says do not enter, so he entered. And all these cars are going, of course, in the opposite direction. And he hears on the radio, he says that the people driving on that particular highway in that direction should be very careful because there's a maniac who's driving against them on the same road. So he says to his wife, who's in the car, he says, one maniac, there's hundreds of them. That is the explain how you say this, Rabbi. I don't think that the person who made up that joke or whatever is aware from the Tzilas and Shorim, but this man is the same thing. It's the same line. Ela Yachshu HaKoyim V'tayim V'shaitim for whom of Adrecha? One? It's hundreds of them. Bina Teda Kizeh Klal Godol Menutza B'mlecha Satrishos Shekol Kula Tzvicha B'dika I have a friend who comes to me and he says to me, and I told him, if you ever say that to me again, I'm not going to be your friend. He says to me, you know the latest Chumrah of the week? We belong to the Chumrah of the Month Club. The Chumrah of the Month Club. And I think the Mesillas Yesharim is saying the exact opposite. You may belong to the Kula of the Month Club, and you should better check your business, because there's something wrong with you. He says, of course there are Kulas that are genuine and legitimate. But 9 times out of 10, he's suggesting, you better check it out. Because maybe what's really happening is justification and excuse. And it's lavish in genuine Torah scholarship. Examine it carefully and impartially, and you still find that the kula has merit, that's wonderful. But don't jump at the kula because it's there. Because many times our shochad blinds us. Ki ha-shochad yechaver enei chachot. Kol shogaba. Push away, yes, the throw off the man gloves is laziness. the midas ha'atzlus b'taybis ha'bahamiyay tashan ha'yitzein chofos min ha'adam yishoy alav cherposan b'olam hazeh v'onshem b'olam haba. He says, you first have to know what midas ha'atzlus end up doing. It's going to take you away from this world and from the next as well. The tirish ha'malochim nishtachu b'midas ha'yitzein. This is very interesting. Malochim who are the shlichim of Hashem and have nothing else inside of them, nevertheless they are mispoyer and they are described with this aura, with this midah of zrizus. The oim of achayis rotzoi v'ashoyiv kemarei abozok. Like lightning bolts, they go and they go back. V'nei odom hu odom v'lo maloch. He says, that's the way the malochim were created. For us to be rotzoi v'ashoyiv kemarei abozok requires a tremendous avod. V'nei odom hu odom v'lo maloch. Can't be on that madrega. Ahmada, shekomash yuchal iskari from madrega on yelos. Roy shi iskari. The David Hamelach oyem mishabeach al chalkoy veoymer chashti v'lois mamati mishma mitzoytecha. I was chishmaher. I ran and I did not tarry. I did not delay. V'lois mamati.
I find that laziness, sometimes you pay the price right away. Imagine if a person this morning would say, I heard two shiurim from Rabbi Kahn this week. This was schlafen at this lenger. Enjoy myself a little bit. Go for a stroll somewhere. Because in New York, if you go for a stroll anywhere, you have to have this others. But anyhow, go for a stroll somewhere. Look what you would have been missing. Should have Atzlocha and should hit the Seder and the Gula Shleim of the Meir of Yom.